Hey, and welcome to another How To Podcast episode. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the common edits that you'll make, how to record so that you can make your editing easier, and looking at the more advanced editing techniques that you can use in Audacity to create great recordings. So let's get started. So we're going to look at the common editing techniques that you'll be using in creating your podcast and how to make those editing processes easier. So just a little chat about first about how you actually go about your recording. So to make my editing easier, I tend to record in sections. So I'll be using my pause button pretty liberally as I record. It's pretty hard to record a 20-minute segment all at once without really sort of, without stopping, without referring back to your notes. So I'll tend to write down my notes, I'll create my script, my bullet points, and I'll read through it in sort of 3 or 4 minute chunks. I'll go section by section. I'll use my pause button quite liberally, just stopping whenever I want, just to make sure I know what's coming up next. Because the ideal process is that you don't want to do any editing. You want to be able to talk right through, not make any mistakes, not have to do any editing. And that is the quickest and easiest way to create a podcast. And the only way you're going to be able to manage to do your podcast sustainably, keep it going long term, is if you make it as easy as possible. So the best thing is to get used to doing it in little sections, getting those little sections right, and then not having to bother with any editing. But, of course, you're going to make some mistakes, so how do we deal with them? Well, the most common edits are things like coughs and silences, so there's not much you can do about them. If you're going to cough, you have to cough. If you can manage to pause it before you cough, then that's excellent, but if you can't, then you need to edit that out. Now, spotting those kind of mistakes is quite easy on a recording, because you'll know by now, when you're recording in Audacity, it records a sort of visual representation of your voice. You've got that sound wave there. Now, coughs, splutters, those type of things, they all appear much louder than the surrounding areas. So you can see those spikes in the sound wave, and you can sort of zoom in on them and find the right place to make your edit. So quite often my first process in editing is going in, having a look at those spikes, going straight to them, playing them, and seeing if they're something that I can take out. If I can take them out quite easily, I will. I'll just chop them out. Sometimes it might take a little bit of fiddling to sort of take out just the right part if they're sort of speaking quite close by. But then again, if I'm smart, when I'm recording, if I do cough or I splutter or something like that, then I'll pause afterwards. Now, this is another technique that I use for making my editing easier. Even if it's not a cough, even if it's something you just say that you want to cut out, so you go off to off your script, you make it, you go just by accident, you say something you didn't mean, then instead of just starting straight away, what I do is I just record a bit of silence for 5 seconds. So I'll stop, I'll not speak for 5 seconds or so, and then I'll start again. And I won't use the pause button there, I'll have that silence recorded. And the reason for that is, when you go to edit then, you can spot those silences really easily. So it means that they're kind of, they're visual markers on your recording where edits are required. So I'll say a sentence, get halfway through, stop, and then there's a big pause. Now when I go into my recording, like I say, I'll go through, I'll look at those spikes, I'll edit out my coughs, and then the next thing I'll look for are the big flat lines, and that's the silence. So I'll go in, I'll put my cursor maybe a few seconds before that flat line, I'll listen to it, and I'll see what needs edited. You might need to go back a little bit and cut out the sort of 5 to 10 seconds before that, and then start again from after the silence. So it's just a quick technique for making your editing process easier, just having these little markers in there to show where to edit. So going beyond simple mistakes, a lot of editing isn't to do with cutting out mistakes, it's making your podcast sound better. It's about formatting your podcast to sound really professional and great. So there's a few different ways of formatting your podcast, so I'll just go through a few of them. You've got the simplest, the easiest, the most basic, which is just you speaking. So that would just be a plain podcast with no intro music, no music at all, no sound effects, no real edits. All it is you talking away, and that's absolutely fine. That's perfectly good enough for most people. But if you want to go up to a sort of a higher level of polish, Next one up would be just to add some intro and outro music. So if you find some royalty-free music, you download that, you import it to your recording, and then you use your time shift tool to move your speech so that it appears just after the music. So you've got music, then you've got speech, then you've got music as the outro. And that's the sort of, that's the basic format for a more professional podcast. You can take it beyond that, though, by having your music, and then your speech, and your music. But the intro music might be overlaid by a little bit of introduction. And you find this quite commonly on radio stations or podcasts, whereby you've got the intro music playing for, say, 5 seconds, and then the volume dies down a little bit. So the music then goes quiet, and then you get the host coming on over the top of it saying, "Hey, and welcome to the podcast. Today we're going to speak about this, this, and this. So let's get started." And then the music comes back up again, and then plays for another 5 seconds, perhaps, before dying away, and then the main content starts. So that's quite a common, sort of more polished, professional approach to the introduction to your podcast. And in fact, you'll find that in the start of most of these podcasts for the Podwhatting course, or for the How to Podcast podcast series. The next one up, which I've heard quite a lot recently, is actually for presenters to add on a little short sound bite at the start of the podcast. So this is before even the music starts. So the very first thing you'll hear is, "Hey, and welcome to the podcast. Today's podcast is about this, this, and this." And then the music starts. And it's actually quite a clever little idea, because it gives the listener a really quick pointer straight away to what the podcast is about. So they don't have to waste their time listening to 10, 15 seconds of intro music before they find out what the podcast is about. And especially when you get so many podcast episodes, it's quite nice to have that, because you can straight away tell if you've listened to that podcast already. So it's quite a nice little technique, and definitely adds a little to the polish of a podcast. You could obviously combine that with the previous one, whereby you'd have that soundbite, then the music comes on, and then the music would die away a little bit, and then you would have a sort of longer introduction talking about what's going to be on that podcast. Then the music comes back up, then you get content, and then you get the outro music. So that's combining those last two techniques at once to create a sort of more polished, professional way. Now, the last thing to mention here when we're talking about sound and music is that quite a lot of the more professional casts will have what are called stings in between each section. So they'll have a little sound effect when they'll say, "Oh, well, that's that section finished, and now on to the next." And then it'll be a little 2 or 3 second sort of sound bite, and then it'll be back into the next section. Now, you can get hold of these little placeholders in the same location as the royalty-free music, and you'll see links to places where you can find that type of resource on the Podwhatting and the podcast host website. On both, you can get royalty-free music and royalty-free stings. So have a look through to see if anything suits your podcast. But they're nice little sort of bookends to each section, and just to sort of another thing that makes your podcast just seem a little bit more polished. So on to the tools that you use to actually do this editing. Now, the first of the more advanced editing tools is called the Sound Envelope. Now, the Sound Envelope lets you increase and reduce the sound volume of your clip at will. Essentially, the way it works is that you create a point on your timeline, and you say the volume is going to be at this level at that point, and then you click again in the timeline a bit further along, and then you reduce the volume or you increase the volume, and the volume basically smoothly transitions between those two points. So if you have it high at 5 seconds and then lower at 7 seconds, it'll gradually reduce to that lower level over those 2 seconds. And this is the easiest way to introduce, say, that third technique where you've got the music playing and then it reduces and then you have the presenter speaking over the top of the music. That's what you would use the Sound Envelope tool for, to achieve that, just to reduce the volume for a limited time. The other way to do this is using the Fade In or the Fade Out tools, and you'll find them in the Audacity Effect menu. These are more for maybe at the start of the podcast or the end of the podcast, where you want the music to fade in and then fade out again. or if you want the intro music to fade out at the start of the podcast when you're going into the proper content. And they're quite useful for them. They're a little bit simpler, quicker to do than the sound envelope. Although the sound envelope's a pretty easy to use tool as well, so you can kind of interchange between the two of them. Now you'll find a tutorial on the sound envelope tool along with all the other editing tools mentioned in this podcast at thepodcasthost.com and on our YouTube channel. So have a look at them for the tutorial videos. The next one I want to have a quick chat about is Amplify. Now this is one you'll use quite a lot because you'll tend to record as standard using a sort of a headset mic or a plug-in microphone just straight into your PC. The recording level will tend to be quite low. And that's actually quite good. You want to set it that way probably if it doesn't start out that way, because the worst thing you can do for your audio is to overload the mic and max it out. When that happens, that's when you hear this sort of really crackly sound, when the volume of your recording overloads what the computer can actually record. So you want to record quieter and then amplify up to what you would call the maximum for output. So when you want to amplify, all you do is select a section of the timeline, whether it's one section or whether it's the whole thing, and then go to the effect menu in Audacity and choose amplify. And it'll help you out by choosing the maximum you can amplify to before you start cutting off the sort of maximum level of your audio. The next editing tool to look at is noise removal. Now, as hard as you try to reduce your background noise, it's likely that you'll still have a little bit. But don't worry, because Audacity comes to the rescue here, and it's actually really good at getting rid of background noise. Now, it's never going to be as good as if you have no background noise in the sort of first place, so don't ever rely on this. Try and reduce the background noise as much as possible before you get to this stage. But if you do have one, it can be worth having a go with this tool to see if it'll help out. Now it works in two stages. Firstly, you highlight a bit of silence on your timeline, so what you take to be silence, even though there's a bit of background noise there, and you use the noise tool to learn that silence. So that's the first step. You click the learn button and it'll learn what that silence sounds like. Next, you'll select the whole timeline and then you'll click the sort of remove noise tool. And it'll let you pick what level to remove the noise. Now, a low-level noise removal won't get rid of all the background noise, but it also won't affect your speech. And that's the problem with noise removal. If you get rid of all of the background noise, if you make it a really sort of heavy noise removal, then it'll really affect how the speech sounds as well. And if you try it out, you'll find that if you remove a large amount of noise, if you do a really heavy noise removal, it tends to make your voice sound like you're underwater. It sounds a bit kind of murky and a bit kind of... It takes away a lot of the higher level sounds because that's what the hiss tends to be made up of. So use the noise removal tool by all means. It works really well when used lightly, but don't rely on it and try and remove as much noise as you can in the first place before you get to this stage. Now, just a little bit about your sort of long-term editing process, because once you've done one edit, once you've created one episode, put in title music, put in your soundbite, use the sound envelope tool, all that kind of stuff, you can reuse that quite easily. I tend to create one or two episodes, play around with the different format, find a format I'm happy with, and then save that as a template. And once you do that, it means that all you do is you can remove the content part and just import another bit of audio. And you've always got the intro music playing with a sort of introduction to the podcast playing over the top of it. You could record a new intro every time and lay that over. Commonly, actually, I use a sort of generic outro. So if you want to ask people... thanks very much for listening. I'd love it if you get in contact. Here's my email address, here's my Twitter, all that kind of stuff. You can have that on the end that you reuse again and again. So once you've created your episode, you can reuse that and it'll save you a lot of time for future ones. So yeah, future episodes won't take half as long as your initial ones. That all that goes to goes far towards making your podcast sustainable and letting you do it long term. So that was a brief coverage of editing on Audacity and a few tips around how to make it easier to edit and to make your podcast more sustainable. Hope you found that helpful. Please do send any questions you have, put them on the website. Otherwise, good luck with your editing, and I'll see you in the next podcast.